So, the water voles, who are about as big as a medium-sized rat and have become part of the story of this canal. As I discovered talking to volunteers from the Rutland Natural History Society.
The water voles had all but died out, and you wouldn't have seen any here at all. But in 2012, there was a government initiative to bring them back into Britain's waterways, and 50 were released at several locations into the canal. Volunteers of the Leicestershire and Rutland Wildlife Trust were sent out to see if they were managing to make a go of their new environment, which was very exciting because, as I found out, water voles are remarkable creatures. To start with, they make burrows, one end of which is under the water and one end which comes out onto the bank. They chew away all the grass and vegetation at that end to make little lawns. They're very neat and tidy creatures. Then there's the latrines. They use tree stumps or something similar. And they also like to gather vegetation and lay it out very carefully to make little salads. Bits of reed they've taken to pieces and threaded out into a pattern. So there's obviously a lot you can look for. The volunteer team floated these little square platforms onto the water, which were plugged into the bank, and which we hoped the water voles would take advantage of. And they did! It was amazing! They used them as latrines and as tables for their salads. They absolutely thrived in the canal. It was so lovely to see. But then, around 2018, the population dropped. We think this might be because of mink, which are horribly voracious predators that were released from mink farms by animal rights protesters and began to spread across the country. The burrows and lawns and latrines and salads vanished, and the volunteers had all but given up hope. But recently, their presence has begun to be seen again. It appears that the water voles were hiding in the reed beds all along, where it's more difficult for a mink to find them. It's wonderful to really observe how other species live alongside us and to understand the idea of ecology.
So if you're really lucky, before we finish the walk, you might just spot the signs of water vole society. And if you do, make a note of what you've seen, and when you get home, email the Rutland Natural History Society. They'll be thrilled to hear from you. Right, we're going to head off now. There are a couple of benches along the way, so stop at whichever one you want to and go to the next track.